joined by Case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at home to Sisbourne. Alan, in what always was going to be a tight game, how disappointed were you, having got our noses in front, to not even get a point from the game?
Yeah, massively. I thought we had deserved it, to be honest. Luke Jarvis made a good save, some good saves in all 89 again, like against Ashford, you know, conceded three there. If you concede two goals at home, you'll get beaten. And I just thought it was a lot of poor performances. It was only one change from the Dulwich game, really, but I picked the team, my shout, and I just thought it was a lot of poor performances. I didn't think much, you know, I thought we and Finney done well at the back, but apart from that, I thought we were poor at the back again. And obviously, we missed call up front, I assume, but yeah, it's very disappointing.
It was a big shout for a penalty at the end of the first half, and you having words with the referee at half time.
Yeah, it was a penalty. Even the lads admit it was a penalty. There's no doubt about it. It was a penalty. It should have been. You know, it would have been handy good in 1-0, but it wasn't a beam. And I keep on saying here all the time about refs, I can't just kind of keep on doing it because everybody in the ground thought it was a penalty. There's no ifs or buts about that. But he hasn't given it, so I can't do much about it. But yes, I was just saying, I don't know what he saw, to tell you truthfully. But there you go.
How do you think Anthony Joseph did on his debut?
Alright, he took a while to get into the game. He hasn't had many games, as you can tell, fitness wise, but I thought it was a great ball he knocked off of Bobby's goal. Bobby took the goal well. Apart from that, he just flat to deceive something, he just don't appear.
With Carl Wilson Dennis suspended today, we only started with one recognised centre forward in the starting 11 and on the bench as well. Is that a problem you're looking to address?
Yes, it is. Without a doubt. So he called me back in now. He will, so he'll be calling Bobby up front. So we are looking at players. We are, you know, like I keep saying, I want to get better on what I've got. We'll have to say win the championship. It is another 22 games to go and another 20 odd games to go, so we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. I think we'll be disappointing ourselves as players. We turned the players a certain way and it didn't do it. So I'm massively disappointed, more than I've ever been probably all season, to be honest, because I just think it's a winnable game. You know, I think with what I played, that we, me and Harms, you've seen him 3 or 4 times, we told him how we should play against him, we didn't do that, and I thought if we did, we would have won the game. So I think a lot of times I'll take responsibility. I think the players have got to take a bit, to be honest, you know, and not make any excuses, and we'll let it get cracking again, no doubt.
Do you think it made any difference not having had a game for over 2 weeks since the Dulwich game? No chance for the momentum to build from that?
Possibly it would have been a good time to play after a Dulwich performance, but you know, it's freed a lot of injuries up and a lot of knocks and that should have been flying, to be honest. But I look at some and what they've been doing, because I thought, like Harmsy pointed out, in the last 50 minutes we looked stronger than us, and that's the first time that's happened. And we pride ourselves on the fitness level, so we'll let it work on that, that's for sure. But I just sense that one or two, if they have let themselves down, if they let the club down as well, they'll probably tell me that they haven't been out, but I'm not so sure.
Cray Wanderers, the way the results have gone, if they beat us on Saturday, they go top, no bigger motivation for them. That's going to be a tough game.
A bit tough game, but then again, we've got to bounce back, no doubt about it, and it's going to be a lot of tough. There's 22 games left, and we're halfway after Saturday's game, we're halfway through it, so we've just got to improve. But if we're doing all that, you know, and I'll let it get players in who will, simple as that.
Could our saving grace, and it certainly has been at the moment, that everyone is beating everyone else? There doesn't seem to be a Dover this year.
There's not, we need to disrespect anybody in the league, because there's some good players in it and stuff like that. The truth of the matter is, I think the worst it's been, the league, for a number of years, I think it is. And you know, we only won league off from Combined Counties, now we are. There's some big clubs in it. We're a big club, and you know, Dulwich and people like that are big clubs. And that's the only difference. I think the league's not so good, and it was Durban were the best side by a million miles last year, and Tooting and Mitcham were the best side, you know, and stuff like that. And this year I think it's more even all around. I don't think us or anybody else is going to run away with it. It's a lot more even teams, and it's dog eat dog, and like I say, it's not the best of leagues this year compared to the last few years, and compared to the side where I went up with Walton, it was stronger then. So I fully expect our players to be the best. That's simple as that. But today we weren't, and we haven't been for we were against Dulwich, obviously. If you would look at within and think, oh yeah, God, but today wasn't so good. But we've got to get back together and get the players believing again. That's what we've got to do, and we'll let it do that next week.